0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is a text number. John, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
What have you spotted, John? Go ahead. Query, question.
I recently received a letter from the St. Vincent de Paul looking for donations for help over Christmas. Which is great, and I have no problem donating money to the Vincent de Paul, but they're looking for my... one of the options they give you to donate is they have a form you fill out, they're looking for your bank details.
Okay.
No, it's... They're looking for your credit card number, your expiry date, and the security number on the back, and your name.
Well, the full details, okay.
And these are the very thing that the guards and the banks are advising us not to divulge to anyone.
But you are putting it in an envelope.
Yeah, but the envelope is marked Vincent de Paul.
Oh, okay, so you're saying anyone with malfeasance who saw those envelopes and had access to them illegally, so to speak, wouldn't... Yes. It's not a lucky dip you're picking out an envelope hoping there's credit card details. You look for the St. Vincent de Paul envelope if you're of that bent.
Yes, that's what I'm saying,
And how distinctive is the envelope?
It's very distinctive. It's marked with the Vincent de Paul, with their address. It's blue. Like, if I was somebody of a mind to try and do something like that, or I'd have no problem picking out these envelopes.
But surely there's very few people of a mind to rip off a great organisation like Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, I know, 100%. And I'm not saying this in the Vincent de Paul. It could be in the post office. It could be somebody going into an old person's house would see the envelope on the table.
Okay. Or any house.
Yes, exactly. That's my only issue with it, and I've contacted the Vincent de Paul, and they agreed with what I was saying, but seemingly they've been doing this for years. My only issue with it is that it's the very thing that we've been told not to divulge to anyone. And the Vincent de Paul are writing out to people looking for these details.
And PUS say mailers should apply the same care and attention in relation to their personal details in the mail as they do online or elsewhere. Don't transmit key data in one message, i.e. mail or email or whatever.
Exactly.
And the St. Vincent de Paul say, as is common practice for many charities, our SVP blue envelopes have been distributed during the annual appeal since 2017. There's never been an issue with anyone's bank details being misused. About 10% of all donations to us come through the post. The blue envelopes are delivered by on post and as part of their service. There are no names or addresses on envelopes delivered in this way.
Correct, yep.
So but basically what you're worried about, John, is that the envelope is identifiable.
Exactly. And if I was someone who was looking for bank details, I know exactly what's in those envelopes. There's either one of two things. Mm. There's either a cheque, which is probably a safe way of sending money, or else your bank details.
Okay.
Now, and it's all your details. It's your name, it's your address, it's the security code, it's the credit card number,
expiry date and all.
Yes.
And they say it's sent to a PO box number, free post number. So that means a free post number means that the recipient goes and collects the delivery at the local sorting office.
I presume so, yeah.
And, so in other words, not that, well, I generally wouldn't be worried because they're so brilliant. So they never get into the hands of a postman or postwoman. I even hate putting it that way. But in other words, the chain of possibility for malfeasance, John, is reduced.
Yeah, but it's As I said, my issue is it's a marked envelope. Okay. I don't know how many people's hands it's going through before it gets to that post box.
Okay, and I take your other point as well. Someone could come into a house and, you know, if the marked envelope is there and it's sealed, you know there's details in it.
Yes.
Can you put cash in that envelope, by the way?
It doesn't look for cash. It's not one of the suggested ways, but I'm sure there's nothing stopping people putting cash in it if they want, you know.
And you can donate online, svp.ie. Michael Kelly, yeah. Michael.
Hi, hello, Joe.
Your observation, please.
Yes, I'm very much to keep it local, Joe, to give your donation to the to your local branch of St. Vincent de Paul. And it's just today now I dropped around a donation here in my own town to the local office, and I gave it to a lady I know for 30 years, and she gave me a receipt. And I think it's going to be spent in the local area. She assured me of that today. So I'd advise people, like, to give it to people that they know, bring it direct into the...
Yeah, but
if you can at all, into the office.
But I think there is a facility. I know there is online. There is a facility for you to nominate the area, the region. But, Michael, does that mean now your neighbour now knows how much you gave to the St. Vincent de Paul?
Well, they're not neighbours, really, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what I mean, but people in the area, and then she had to write you out a receipt.
Oh, no, this lady, I'd have great confidence in her.
Okay, you know.
You know, I would indeed, Joe, yes, very much so, yes.
So you just ramble along to your local land, there's a good few of them around the country.
Ramble along to every parish, you know, aren't there?
And even, could you just put the money in an envelope, cash in an envelope, and say, no, it's okay, I don't want the receipt?
Well, you could. No, they demand that they give you the receipt. I was going out and she said, I'll give you a receipt now. They always do that. They give you a receipt, John.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
You know,
and what do you think?
Have
you view on John's point that he's worried if he puts all these details in such an identifiable envelope that anyone whose fleet of finger might...
I'd be a kind of in agreement with John there. I'd sooner keep the personal touch and make sure it remains in your local area, you know, like, if possible, and it's helping the community, Joe, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's no doubt about that. That's Michael Kelly and Bore. Stay there, Michael. John is in Tremor listening to our original caller, also called John. John Tremor.
Joe, I'm not sure what the problem is, because he receives a letter from the St. Vincent de Paul. If he puts his details, he puts it back in the envelope and posts it. Mm-hmm. It's a closed system. So unless the postman is going to rifle through looking for people's bag details, I don't see what the issue is.
But it's not the issue. It's the worry. That's what John's worry is.
Why is he worried? Worried about what?
He's worried because he says the envelope is identifiable as having full credit card details.
Yeah, but
from
the
outside
system.
If there's no worry about the postal system in Ireland, John, why do one post have an internal security section?
Well, because there is obviously theft, but I mean, I'm sure they're not going to be stealing other things. They're not going to be deliberately looking for St. Vincent de Paul blue envelopes.
You don't have to look. You don't have to look. They jump out at you. They're so identifiable. That's his point. It's not like if somebody, God forbid, in on post, and that has unfortunately happened. It's a massive organisation. It happens here. It happens less here than anywhere else, as far as I can see. But Anna, so I take your point thereafter. But if somebody is, it's not a lucky dip, and you hope that this brown envelope or this white envelope might have credit card details, you know that the SVP envelope does more likely than not have credit card details. That's John's worry.
Well, I wouldn't be that worried about it at all. Well, just don't use it then. I'm sure have security systems. It's not as though it's been left at somebody's door. I think he's confusing two different things. He's giving your details to somebody you don't know.
But if I, as a criminal, open that identifiable envelope, I could use all the details to buy anything online.
Well, you could, but
I put in all those numbers and names.
Well, I think the banks do have systems as well for protecting
people.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
You know, I mean,
and then, there, as I said, there's one element of the chain gone, if people are worried, and that is that the Vincent de Paul go to the post office and collect all the envelopes.
Oh, well, that's even better. I thought they would have them delivered because most
it's a free post, so you have to go normally and collect.
All right, yeah.
That's the idea of the free
post. But you'd be surprised, people still send money through the post.
I know, and yeah, but it's not identifiable. You know, you can't see through an envelope generally.
No, but people, especially cards, people put money in cards, and that does get stolen.
Yeah, but that's terrible. It rarely happens, but it's terrible. But it's a finite amount of money. If you give your credit card details, it's an infinite amount of money.
Well, not if it was my bank account.
No, but if I know that. But my point is, these sophisticated scams, they can have four or five people. They share the credit card details immediately. And they four or five people with predetermined and pre-allocated numbers and addresses or whatever, and they can get beavering away within minutes. And before you know it, and before the bank can contact you, there's a lot of money gone. Michael Kelly was on. That was John and Tremor. Now, Martina Ryan, your point, please, Martina. Now, please give to the St. Vincent de Paul in whatever way, but we should deal with people's worries because they are contacting us about them. Martina Ryan.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Your point, please.
Just the same as your first caller, John. I just didn't feel comfortable about handing over my details that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a good chance that nothing is going to happen. But I just wouldn't have risked it. And I would prefer to donate online. I mean, I would regularly donate to organisations like the St. Vincent de Paul or mm-hmm. the Sanctuary Concern, you know, from monthly in an online way where you're giving your details kind of in an encrypted way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wouldn't risk it, to be honest. Just wouldn't risk putting my details out there. I mean, I don't know how many text messages I get on a weekly basis from scammers. You know, all those links for Post mm-hmm. or AI. I'm not even in AIB. And I'm getting text messages saying they're from my AIB.
But remember, the worry here is that the envelope is identifiable.
Yes, that was my worry.
Yeah.
That the envelope will be identifiable, and it's probably gone to most households in the country.
And did you have this worry before John mentioned it today in the programme?
Okay,
it's not just...
Yeah, I just, when I saw the envelope, I opened up and I saw the way it was laid out and the information they wanted, I said, well, I'm not doing that.
And would you give... Well, hopefully you'll give another way.
Oh, I will, of course,
okay,
and I do,
this year,
but I wasn't going to give that way.
Okay, well, you spotted the same... Your worry is the same as John's worry.
Because it doesn't matter how I don't know. I mean, all organisations, I suppose, by law have to take action for data breach, but that doesn't mean that data breaches are not going to happen.
Hmm. Okay, let me bring Sue in. Sue, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Your point, please.
Well, my point is that I never donate by forms or sending any of my own details.
Okay.
I ring the charity concerned and I ask for their IBAN, account name, and I donate by direct transfer.
So that's why you look for the full bank details. So it's not your...
I look for their IBAN and account number. That's probably usually enough. I set them up as a payee. That way I can donate once they're set up as a payee as often as suitable as I want to. I get nothing through the post. They don't know who I am. And you just donate.
And what do you think of John's worry about the identifiable St. Vincent de Paul envelope?
I don't do it for that because for several reasons is that they then pester you by post. And I hate getting things through the post.
Okay. even though it's Vincent de Paul or Medicine Sans Frontier? Or...
Yeah, no, absolutely. I donate to them all the time, but okay. I'm not going to... I hate getting stuff through the post.
Okay, okay. Okay, Sue, good to meet you. Edward Cummins, Edward.
How are you, Joe?
What do you think of John's worry?
I'm listening with interest to it, and there is a way around it.
Okay.
That's what I do, because I get quite regularly get posts into, or, you know, through the letterbox, and it's the donations to different charities. And what I do is I have my debit card, and that's linked to an account.
Okay.
And there's a certain amount of money in that account. And I never have much money in that account. If say I wanted to donate €100 to Concern.
Yeah.
So I would ring them up. I never put any details in paper. I'd say, I'd like to donate €100. Yeah, why do you use my debit card? Before I ring up, I would go onto online onto my online banking, and in my debit card account, there would be maybe €50. Now, that's all I ever keep at any one time. So I would transfer the €100 into my debit card from a separate account that's not linked to my credit card.
Okay.
It's not linked to my debit card. It's just a separate account that can keep my savings in. You can't access it at all. Only I can access it. And then okay. I would transfer that €100 into my debit card account, and immediately then I would do the transaction, and it would be transferred. And if for some reason someone was able to get into my debit card account, whatever, because when you're giving your details, even over the phone, there's a very, very small likelihood, I'm not saying it's never happened to me, where somebody could use your details to make a fraudulent activity. But at any given time, there would be only maybe €100 or €50 euro in my debit card account, because I'm always cognizant of the fact that there could be fraud committed on it. And with your credit card, and once you do transactions on your credit card, and it's happened to me several times over the years where I've looked at my credit card, I thought, I didn't do that transaction. And I'd ring up and I'd say to the bank, and I'd say, okay, and I'm covered for that. The bank would say, yeah, we see, you weren't in Galway yesterday, or you weren't in New York or whatever, some ridiculous place around the world. And they say, yeah, we'll debit that back into your account. So if you want to really safeguard yourself, only keep in your debit card account what you need on any given day. Because you can go into the bank and you can set up a separate account, separate from your credit card, separate from your debit card, and keep whatever money you need in that account. And you can transfer it as you need it into your debit card account. And that's the way I get around it. Because it's so prevalent now, fraud, that to give your details, even over the phone, you're taking a chance. Because when you do talk to these charity companies, they'll say, by the way, we're switching off the recording now, because all their conversations are recorded.
Yeah.
And they'll say, we're switching off because you're giving your details now, and we're switching off card so you can give us your details. So that's the way I get around it, Joe. I don't have any worries. Yeah. If someone gets into my account, they're ever only going to get €50 or €60,
I
you
see
know?
That, I see that. And you're sophisticated. System. Edward, can I ask, are you a busy man generally?
I'm busy, yeah, I'm always busy, yeah.
Okay, and just...
My grandson's crying for me now.
Okay, what are you doing on this? What are you doing? How is he? Is he okay?
Say that again?
Is he, what's his name?
Leo.
Leo, oh good.
No, I'm minding him, and his mother's gone out, and I mind him, and he's losing sight of me, he gets very upset.
Okay, I was going to try and ask you.
So he's with his granny now.
He's very clingy.
He's grand. He's great. He's calmed down now. But that's my solution to the problem. You know, do that. Set up a separate account, which is separate from your credit card, separate from your debit card, and transfer money as you need it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But I have to go, Joe.
Okay, mind
he's
yourself.
He's very upset.
Oh, tell Leo we said hello. Okay, fair play.
Okay.
You see, what I was going to... he has his granddad. Do you hear him? He's up in his lap. Look, he's calming him down. He's calming him down. Okay. It's like that,
You're okay. Did you hear me on the radio?
Yeah. Give him a hug. It's like that super value ad, isn't it, for Christmas? Are you gone, Ed? Are you gone?
No, still here. He's calmed down.
Yeah,
Joe.
Fair play to you. I was going to ask you, Edward, before Leo starts again. I'm thinking of Leo. On December 17th, which is Saturday fortnight, what are you doing? Are you busy?
I'm could, but I don't know, Joe.
Okay.
I'm freelance. I only get work as I need it, you know.
No, that's the day. That's the day they're all switching jobs in Dáil Éireann and the government. I'd nearly put you in there, Edward. Okay, go and look after Leo. Go and look after Leo. God bless you, Ed. God bless you, Granda. God bless you, Granda. And a happy Christmas to you and Leo. Kevin O'Reilly is a volunteer with the St. Vincent de Paul. But the system, Kevin, that John and a number of other people say independently they were worried about, but John brought it up publicly for us, and a number of other, this whole thing in an identifiable envelope, you're filling out a form which has all your credit card details. Your point, please, Kevin.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joe. I think the simplest way of making a donation to the SVP for anyone is just put the few bob in an envelope and drop it into your local church. Now, most churches would have an SVP box, and you just drop it in there, and that's in your local area, and it'll be used in your local area.
Okay, and you can still specify that on... You donate, you know, where is the is there a Vincent de Paul box in every local church?
I'm not saying, Joe, it's in every church, but yeah. Most of them would have a box in the sacristy. And if you drop it into the church, they will put it into the SVP box in the sacristy. And then the okay. local conference, when they have their meeting, will pick it up.
Okay.
And then it's only used in that area. That really, to me, Joe, is just the simplest way. Instead of people getting worked up or they're not happy with the other system.
But the poor box has been robbed.
No, I'm not saying, no, that poor box, the SVP box is actually physically in the sanctuary.
Okay.
Or the sacristy, sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that. There's an SVP, but we shouldn't be telling people, I suppose. There's an SVP box in every... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but the main thing is to remember the St. Vincent de Paul at this time of year.
Yes, of course.
Sir. Okay, and you're a volunteer, are you, Kevin?
I am.
How long have you been...
For my sales.
It's great. I did it myself when I was a teenager. How long are you volunteering?
I'll just say a good number of years, Joe.
And have you noticed many changes?
No. We still have great respect, and the communities are very, very good, and... The VDP help out as best they can.
I know they do, yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Okay, no judgment. You just help as best you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Kevin, thanks, Anita's Kevin O'Reilly, and keep up the good work and the great service.
You're welcome, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Martin, good afternoon.
Yes, Joe.
Yes, Martin, you rang me.
Okay.
Now, your point, please, Martin.
Well, it's similar, Joe. My wife gets has been in the habit of donating to a religious organization around Christmas time every year.
Okay.
And heretofore, it used to be by check, and they'd include family members in masses, etc. So, but this year, I noticed that she was filling out the form at the kitchen table there recently, and it was a debit card, and again, all the detail, number, security number, expiry date, etc. So I just said to her, I don't think we should be putting that in the post. Now it is going into, it would have been going into a pre-addressed envelope to Cork, I think, somewhere. But it's just a similar situation, and I was uneasy about it, and we didn't do it, so...
And did you find an acceptable alternative?
Well, she's not here today, but I think that she sent a check as she had previously done, but they didn't have that option on their form this year. It was the only option was debit card or credit card detail.
Okay.
So. I'm not sure if she actually did any donation or sent
and
a check.
Do people send checks anymore, Martin? There's a thread going through the programme since Monday, and that is the whole move from cash to credit card.
And we have a checkbook in the house here, but I don't know when was the last time it was used, to be quite honest with you. It's all debit or credit card. But I would be very reluctant to put all the detail on any form and send it off in the post. Okay. No disrespect to the people who work in the post office or anywhere else.
Okay.
And there was another incident there some months ago with myself. Yeah. I was in a shop and a person behind the counter was taking an order for something over the phone. Obviously, the customer wanted to pay by card. Okay, give me your details. And as the customer called out their details, the person standing at the counter repeated all the numbers as they went along, as in all the detail. And I just thought to myself, I could have taken all that down and used it for
the various purposes. If I wanted it. Okay, Martin, go to Mealy Market, Martin.